Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Drive KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz and Jeff Lutz with you once again. Max Power is the engineer in studio with us. In the next room over is Andrew Hamling, wearing a Shocker ball cap, hair flowing from underneath. He is the producer at 869-1240. We're here till 6 o'clock, and we have a packed, I say packed, show. What's your talking point today?
Whatever you want, man.
This is your new challenge.
No, it's not.
To come in here with information, with points to make, and to sway opinion.
Why are you yelling?
That's what I do.
That makes me uncomfortable.
I do it every day.
No, you don't.
You want to talk about Josh Gordon?
With not the necessarily.
See how boring that is?
What's wrong with Josh Gordon?
It's just boring.
No, it's not.
There's not a person in our audience who cares one hoot.
That's not true.
About Josh Gordon.
Yeah, of course that's not true.
But it's close to true.
Why would they be listening to a sports show if they didn't care about
this
sports?
This is not a sports show. This is a variety show with a foundation in sports.
The sports show.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's had never been that. I do not define this as a sports show, nor will
We're
I
on
ever.
Sports Radio KFH. We talk sports.
We are not a sports show. Max, are we a sports show? No, not
yeah,
even close.
We are.
Andrew? Would you think of us as, kind of waver, kind of sometimes. We talk sports a lot, but we go all over the place, as we will today.
If someone asks you what kind of show do, you say we don't do a sports
show. I say we do a variety show every time. At 4:25 today, Liberal BJ's general manager Nathan McCaffrey will join us. The NBC World Series beginning Friday night. Liberal in the first week. They're one of the 16 teams that will play in that bracket. And the top two will advance to a championship week. At 4:45, Jason Shire. You know who that is?
Nope.
From the Wichita band, Big Fat Fun. He will join us. It's their 20th anniversary. Jack Oliver will be in. They played the KEYN concert series last Friday night down at the Water Walk. At 5:25, former Shocker Rashard Kelly, who is headed to Russia to further his basketball career. We'll catch up with him. I presume he's not already in Russia.
He might be.
And what's he going to do with Tank?
He'll probably take Tank with him.
Well, I hope so.
Why wouldn't he?
How do you get it? You fly the dog over there?
Absolutely.
I guess you have to.
I don't think he swims.
I've never flown a dog. And at 5, Max, we can't. Max is now trying to get it. Put the mic up there. At 5:40 today, Jason King.
Why are we doing four interviews?
Is going to be in to talk about his book. Because you never have a talking point.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
So that's the new narrative.
Are you incapable of introspection?
That's the new narrative. What introspection do I need to do?
Just anytime anything falls short, it's somebody else's fault.
What fell short?
Nothing. But you said I asked why four. It's your fault. Why it's you.
Is it a fault to have four interviews?
No, but I just asked the question and you.
So I don't know what you mean by fell short.
But you put blame on me.
But when you say did something fall short, I don't know what that would be.
Then why did you immediately cast blame?
I put together a heck of a show today.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm looking forward to it. The Cardinals. Do I start out talking about the Cardinals, or should we talk about the Royals? And Brandon Maurer blowing. Who cares? And now people will say, who cares about the Cardinals? And they're probably right. But a kid came up last night, Daniel Ponce de Leon. Last year in May, he took a line drive off his head, and they didn't know that he was going to live. He was in the hospital for weeks. He finally got out, did not play any more baseball last year, returned to the game in the spring. Cardinals called him up to make a start last night against the Reds. 7 no-hit innings. And they lose it in the ninth because with 2 outs and nobody on, the Reds rallied for 2 runs against Bud Norris.
I can't
take it anymore.
Why is Jordan Hicks not your closer?
Because Bud Norris has been good in that role.
Yeah, it's a waste of Jordan Hicks to be middle relief. It just doesn't make
any
sense.
He's not middle relief. He's pitched the eighth inning all year long, often the seventh and eighth.
Well, that's middle
relief. I thought
you're
the guy that said that the roles don't matter.
They do matter.
That's not the way baseball's working nowadays. They're going to their best relievers in the tightest situations.
Well, apparently not. Was the eighth inning tighter yesterday than the ninth?
No, they were both tight. Yeah, the eighth inning was pretty tight.
Well, there you go.
But Bud Norris, that what you have?
What?
Why don't they pitch Jordan Hicks in the ninth?
Well, yeah.
How about the kid that came up and pitched 7 no-hit innings?
Impressive.
I'd ask if you watched, but I know you didn't.
No, I didn't watch that last night.
You were watching the Indians get clobbered.
No, I watched the little Indians, watched some wrestling, watched some more.
What'd the Indians do?
Last chance you. They got shut out by the Pirates.
Pirates are red hot.
Corey Kluber can't
pitch anymore.
Isn't
that two games in a row they've been shut out?
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh.
And again, it still doesn't matter.
See, that's where I think you're not telling the truth.
It doesn't.
I think it bothers you that the Indians are kind of floundering around this year.
No, I don't think they care that much.
Wow. So that's a team with that much character that they just don't care. They're in
Why
first
would they
place.
Care? They're 8.5 up. They outclass the rest of the division
so,
just by showing up.
Well, they might
up.
Care because they have fans, and they might care because they're getting paid a ton of money, and they might care to go out and perform in front of their fans and not leave them leaving the ballpark wondering what the heck's going on. That's a few reasons they might care.
No, they'll be fine. There's nothing to worry about here.
I think you're worried.
Andrew Miller comes back soon.
Andrew Miller doesn't hit. You've been shut out twice in a row.
And those are small sample anomalies. I'm not worried about their offense either.
Well,
they've got the two.
They're 8 games over 500, and they're nowhere near as good as 4 other teams in that league. Pastor Mike, you're on the show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to update you on my trip.
Where are you checking
in? Are you
from
in Tacoma
today?
Yet?
No, not yet. I'm in Wyoming, almost to Utah.
Well, you're taking it easy, Pastor Mike.
Well, I go after the Eagles song. I just do it that way.
When do you get there? About September?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, we're going to spend one night out. We're going to go to the Mariners game tomorrow. I'll be there. I got to be in Seattle at 1:15, so I'm going to go to Safeco Field.
So how far do you want to get tonight? I would presume you'd want to get over to the Utah-Nevada line, maybe?
Yeah, we're going to Oregon, I think. We're going to Pendleton, Oregon. I think we're getting room there.
That is too far south.
So. Yeah, you're in the wrong state there. Continue, Pastor Mike.
No problem. just traveling along, enjoying my wife, and enjoying the trip. We stayed in Laramie, Wyoming, with a bunch of cowboys. And so,
has there been one moment, Pastor Mike, and I'd like you to answer this honestly, even given your profession, where on this trip so far your wife's gotten on your nerves?
One moment. Just one? I won't enumerate.
Okay. Well, that's
the
good.
Only, the only traffic jam I get, I'm talking about profession, I get road rage. The middle of Wyoming, we were in bumper-to-bumper traffic going 10 miles an hour.
In the middle of Wyoming.
In Wyoming, that's bizarre.
It is bizarre and frustrating.
That's very strange. Well,
yeah,
safe.
Well, that's why I got upset with my wife. So.
Safe travels. We look forward to hearing more.
I will. I'll talk to you probably tomorrow from Safeco.
All right, Pastor Mike. Thank
right.
you.
Good.
Pastor Mike headed out to an area of the country that I haven't talked to my wife yet about the possibility of the trip to Tacoma in November.
Well, you've got time.
You don't like it.
I didn't say that.
Well, you said it's too dangerous.
It's too far to drive in November when you're going west.
Potential road conditions.
Yeah, I would fly. What's stopping you from flying?
I don't know. I just don't like flying.
I don't either, but when you're talking about November, going up to the Pacific Northwest.
And just think of getting to drive through Montana. And
yeah, why don't you do that in like September?
Well, because the concert's not in September.
I understand that, but in November, it's just going to be, it's too tough.
Well, we'll think about it. We'll think about it. 869-1240 is the number. Anyway, it was fun to watch the kid pitch last night. I'm ready to trade. I can't wait for the trade deadline.
Well, I don't know that you're
going to
be
a general manager and tell me what you'd trade for Matt Carpenter right now. And I'd hate to trade him.
Top 10 prospect, probably.
Just one?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe another fringe type guy.
What, a top 10 and a fringe? That's it?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
That's plenty for Matt Carpenter, who's on the wrong side of 30.
What would you trade for Pedro or Carlos Martinez?
Probably two top 15 guys.
That's it?
Yes.
Matt Browning offered three top 10 and then another
three
guy.
Three top 10?
Yes, for Carlos Martinez. Let's get the commissioner to call and propose that trade again.
What in the world was it?
It was from Atlanta. They had two starting pitchers, a catcher and an outfielder that he wanted to trade for Carlos Martinez.
Well, then you're
Martinez.
Jumping all over that.
I would definitely think
seems
that,
a little steep for the Braves.
I would definitely think that what does Jose Martinez bring from an American League team that needs
Jose
a DH?
Jose Martinez. That's tough.
Don't you need a DH?
No, we have Yonder Alonso
Yonder Alonso.
Yeah, I would love to have Jose Martinez over Alonso, but you're paying Yonder and Edwin quite a bit of money to
who needs
basically
a DH?
Do nothing.
Does Houston need a DH?
Probably Houston could be in that mix.
What would the
Yankees maybe if they want to put him at first base or?
Well, they got all kinds of DHs. They're not putting any. Jose Martinez can't play in the field. He's a liability.
He can't play first?
No, he's terrible at first base. Awful.
Can't play right?
No, I just said that. I don't like to keep repeating what I've said.
How are you awful at first?
Look at his defensive war and the metrics on his defense. They're amongst the worst in the game.
He's minus 1.3 wins.
That's awful.
Defensively. That's pretty bad.
You got to carry a skillet out there to be that bad.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I'd love to put him in right field and see what we could do, but it's not going to happen.
He's not he's just not a good defensive player. He's a very good hitter, but he's 6'7". He can't get those legs and arms to work at the same time.
Seems like he'd be okay at first being that tall, but apparently not.
He's just not a good glove man. Here's a good Twitter poll today. You can find our Twitter poll daily at kfhradio.com on Twitter. First, the results from yesterday in what was a very, very interesting and close vote. We ask what best describes your feelings currently about Tiger Woods coming off his contention in the British Open. 33% say their faith and appreciation for Tiger Woods never wavered in the midst of all of his turmoil. 37% said they took a break, but they're back in Tiger's camp. 30% say they're done with him. I don't know that we've ever had a closer poll. 33, 37, 30.
How come never liked him is not a choice? There have to be some people out there who were just never into Tiger in the first place.
Well, there's some, but I don't think that vote would have gotten many casts for it. Do you?
Maybe.
That would have been 2%. There's very few people who never liked Tiger. I mean, when he was in his heyday, I couldn't wait to watch him. Are you that guy? Never liked Tiger?
No, I enjoyed Tiger back in the day.
Well, then who is that guy?
Well, I just
that guy doesn't exist.
I just think it might have tightened up our data a little bit.
And today we ask you, what's your go-to place for ice cream in Wichita? If it's not listed, and we listed four choices, we'd like you to write it in: Baskin Robbins, Brahms, Dairy Queen, Sonic.
Sonic?
Sonic has great ice cream.
Who gets Sonic? Who gets ice cream from Sonic?
Well, a lot of people.
What about Cold Stone, an actual ice cream place?
Never been there.
Well, I think more people go there.
Let's see what's been written in. And this is a pretty good topic for the show. Cold Stone was written in by Justin. Freezing Moo, Kyle Coffey says. I don't know. Where is Freezing Moo? Eight Below. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
You know it, Max? Palateria de Reina on North Arkansas. Clifford says that's the best ice cream in town. Andy's.
Yeah, not so much on Andy's.
Where's Andy's?
It's out by Walmart on Mays Road or
really?
21st and Mays.
Have you been there?
Yes.
What's wrong with it?
Not enough toppings. If you don't have gummy bears as a topping.
This is about ice cream. It's not about a gummy bear topping
yeah,
for a 35-year-old man.
So you're just going to get a scoop and a cup.
I'm not
going
to talk gummy bears with an adult.
They should have gummy bears as a topping for ice cream.
If one of my 6-year-olds from League 42 wants to come in and talk about gummy bears,
what do you put on your ice cream then?
I eat ice cream.
That's it?
It doesn't need anything.
So you just put ice cream in with a spoon and let's go.
Of course.
That's so boring.
Gummy bears?
Yeah. If you're going to get frozen custard or ice cream, you should have gummy bears as a topping possibility.
What are you? That's so embarrassing.
It's so good. Have you had it?
And the other mentioned here is Aldous. He says the specialty vanilla and chocolate ice cream is the best in town for take home. I don't know where Aldous is.
Never come across Aldous.
This is a great topic. It's too bad we have 100 guests today. This could probably carry us throughout the show.
Good.
The best ice cream. But we're a sports show, remember?
But yeah, Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic has great ice cream.
I get my best hamburgers at Red Lobster.
Have you ever had a Sonic malt or shake?
No.
Lee, you're on the show.
I'm going to have to agree with Jeff on this one. Toppings are definitely on the table when you're talking ice cream.
Lee, what do you put as a topping for your whiskey sour that you're probably having right now, wherever the hell you are?
I actually just go a little stuff. I just like hot fudge and pizza.
I can't even. Thank you, Lee. Lee has a bad connection today. Lee's calling from a bar.
Yeah, it didn't sound great for Lee today.
But we love Lee.
The commissioner checks in with Marble Slab.
Where is Marble
in
Slab?
In Bradley Fair.
Well, of course.
A little uppity, but it's fine.
Well, that's pretentious. And the commissioner should be ashamed of himself. I'm not driving over to Bradley Fair for, what is it?
Cold Stone's plenty good. And Marble Slab, whatever. Graters. Why don't we have a Graters?
I've never heard of it. What's the best ice cream in Wichita? We're about to start on a long list of guests. So during Jive Talk today, folks, the discussion will be ice cream. That's it.
That's perfect.
All we're going to talk about. For 20 minutes, starting at 5 o'clock today, we're going to come up with a list of places to go for ice cream. My two are, and I admit this is somewhat not thinking outside the box, my two are Brahms and Dairy Queen.
Ugh.
They have been forever. What?
That's just so unimaginative.
How can you argue with Dairy Queen?
It's okay.
It's better than okay. It's an American institution.
Got the best, it's got really good vanilla ice cream.
Get back to me when Cold Stone or whatever is an American institution.
I think it probably is.
Not like Dairy Queen. Everybody in this country grew up going to Dairy Queen. I worked at Dairy Queen in Derby.
I know.
From 1970 into the summer of 1972. I went over on the ice cream side occasionally. And made a hot fudge sundae.
How about that?
Most of my duty at Dairy Queen was cooking the hamburgers, peeling the onions, cutting up the French fries.
What a talent.
It was fun.
I didn't say fun.
You couldn't do it.
You're right. Those are...
No, they're seriously. I at times would have 20 hamburgers on the grill. Do you know how stressful that is?
Tell me.
Oh, you couldn't do it.
Why?
Because you're cooking 20 hamburgers.
Yeah, but they're on a...
And you got to cook them just right.
And
you
then you flip them over.
You got to season them.
You
and
don't
then
season
you got fries.
Them. What'd you season your hamburgers with?
Of course
with?
You season
What'd
them
you
with
season
salt,
them
pepper,
with?
Whatever.
Salt and pepper, okay.
Of course you do.
Good grief.
I've lived a far more interesting life than you
have.
Ever thought
of. You put salt on hamburgers.
It's the truth. Back in a moment. We'll talk Liberal BJ's baseball with their general manager, Nathan McCaffrey. BJ's are coming to Wichita for the 84th annual. Is that right?
It's like 80.
NBC World Series. Yeah, back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.